Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio. And today, we're going to talk about Stoics and Epicureans and how they tie into Christianity. Now, understand that basically, hedonism was the philosophy of pleasure as the purpose of life. Democritus, who encapsulated the philosophy of hedonism, also understood what was known as the pain-pleasure paradox. And literally meaning that there is an equal amount of pain or greater pain for every pleasure. And this is something that the Stoics took note of, and they argued that it's better to avoid pleasure completely. And literally they were learned and taught to separate their emotions from their actions. In other words, they were committed to being governed by reason and not by feelings. Very powerful when you think about it. And when you think about the purest Stoic in modern times, think about Mr. Spock and his, you know, logic on Star Trek, right? Literally devoid of emotion, focused on reason and logic. That would be pure Stoicism. Now, in history, one of the great Stoics was the Emperor Marcus Aurelius. And there have been many others. But think about the concept. Think before you act, and don't act on emotion. The Stoic believed that virtue was the goal of living, that we should strive to be virtuous in all of our activities. We should strive to be honest in all that we do. We should strive to be reasonable and to not be emotional. Now, compare and contrast this to the doctrine of the modern world, where literally they continue to pound into everybody's head the need to get in touch with your feelings. Well, the reality is that we know that the mortal body is extremely selfish. And as Jesus Christ said, except a seed die unto itself, it can't grow, it can't bear fruit. And he said this of himself, that he had to die, he had to suffer on the cross. Otherwise, he wouldn't bear fruit. He wouldn't be able to redeem mankind. So he's a perfect example of this doctrine in action. And understand that, you know, there is truth everywhere if we know where to look for it, but there's also errors as well. But the Stoics, when you think about it, they understood the need to separate our thoughts from our feelings and to not respond to anything based on how you feel. Now, I want you to think about this. How much violence would you have in this world if people just repudiated anger? How many homes are broken because of anger or because of harsh words or harsh actions? How many children grow up stunted because of harsh words or harsh actions or abuse, right? And think about from a sexual standpoint. Really, we wouldn't have the problems we have today if people were thinking before they were acting, thinking about the consequences of their choices. That's what they mean. That's what the Stoics did. They thought about the consequences of acting on their emotions. And I'm telling you that this is something that we have to learn if we're to become more like Christ. We have to literally learn to not let our emotions dominate or even act upon or influence our actions. We have to think before we act. Now, even in Christianity, there's groups of individuals that believe that when they feel the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit takes over and controls their body. And these individuals are ignoring what Paul said. He said, let the Spirit be subject to the prophet, not the other way around. So literally, we need to use reason. We need to use pondering and thinking about things before we just assume that a feeling's from God. The body always feels good when it comes to pleasure. The body always feels good when it comes to justification or rationalization. The body always feels good about selfish desires. Remember that. And remember the pain-pleasure paradox, because the truth about pleasure is it's never free. There's always a price involved, and it always, always is much higher than you or I think. So think about it. Now, let me tell you about another group called the Epicureans. Now, the Epicureans also understood the pleasure-pain paradox, and their philosophy was moderation in all things. And literally, to never ever pass that threshold where pleasure triggers pain, where there's a pain response, everything in moderation. That's the Epicureans, by the way. Thomas Jefferson was an Epicurean. and literally moderation in all things, right? Now, I would argue that when you think about it, right, if something's bad, then it doesn't matter if you use it a little or a lot, it's still bad. And, you know, and what did Paul said? He said, if my actions cause my brother to sin, it's better that I don't do it. So, in other words, maybe you are not affected by alcoholism, but maybe there's people around you that are. If you drink, then basically what Paul says is that you're influencing your brother to drink, so it's better to abstain from alcohol because we don't want to cause our brothers to sin. The same thing holds true for sexual content, you know, in our entertainment. Maybe you've got kids that watch with you. You know, maybe it doesn't affect you. Maybe you're looking at it in moderation, but as I said before, taking poison in moderation will ultimately kill you by degree, right? And because of the addictive nature of these vices, the desire for more and more stimulation leads to more and more corruption. It's just that simple. Until we get to the point where it leads to our destruction. And that, my friends, is the pleasure-pain paradox. But we can still learn a lot from the Epicureans and a lot from the Stoics. A lot. And literally, I believe that these are two philosophies that were also taught by the Savior to some degree. However, he never taught a vice is good in any degree. That he taught we should avoid vice. I'd put him probably lean more towards the Stoics than towards the Epicureans. But in reality, we're here to experience happiness. And what we need to learn is that true happiness and true joy don't come from the pleasures of the flesh. No matter what you think you can buy with your money in this world, one thing you're never going to be able to buy is happiness. You can't. It's impossible. Unless you're willing to use the things that God gives you for his purposes and to consecrate them for his use. So we can learn a lot, as I said. I mean, I personally enjoy studying Greek philosophy simply because I like to know the root of all of our philosophies today, and you can see that there's a lot that the Greeks expressed that have been incorporated into our modern culture. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to think about this. This concept of hedonism is always going to destroy the individual, the family, and society. And you need to understand that Satan and his minions want to destroy the work of God. God's a creator. Satan's a destroyer. There is no fellowship between God and Belial. There is no peace between God and Satan. There's a war going on, and you are in the middle of it. When you come to this earth, you're literally dropped right in the middle of the battlefield, and you're going to have to choose a side, one way or the other. And believe me, there's always consequences regardless of your choice. For example, you might choose to be neutral and to say, well, you know what, I'm not going to stand for anything, but I'm just going to avoid taking sides on this. Well, when you avoid taking sides, you're literally giving the adversary an advantage. It's kind of like, you know, you're an artilleryman on the battlefield. You say, well, you know what, I'm just not going to shoot any shells because, you know, I don't want to create enemies. My friends, the enemies are already there. You need to understand something. You lived with God before you came here. You helped cast Satan out of heaven. Yes, you were part of that army that threw out one third of our brothers. And they're here on this earth, and they're looking for payback any way they can get it. Now understand, the only way they can get it is if you give in to the pleasures of the flesh and you bring judgment on you. And then they sit back and laugh, and Satan will speedily drag you down to hell if you can't free yourself from those chains. They're called chains for a reason. And understand that once you're wrapped up in those chains of addiction, Satan's chains, the only way you're going to break those is through the Savior. Jesus Christ is the only way that you can break free from those chains of hedonism. And you need to go to him. You need to humble yourself. You need to be contrite. You need to admit your weaknesses and admit your sins and admit all the damages that you've done, and then plead with him to forgive you. And I promise you that if you do this, that the scripture applies to you. Come, let us reason together. Though thy sins be as scarlet, they can become white as wool. That is the promise, my friends. This is Paul Drockton. Of course, this is True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.